This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
We are live in Minot. We're at the Camo TX Show, State Fairgrounds, Allingson Companies. Talking about 2018 and some wonderful opportunities for you to increase yields, have deeper root growth, better soil aeration, reduction in compaction, decrease in soil erosion. What's not to love about that? Family owned, 40 years of farm drainage experience. These guys have been there, done that. This hour, a special talk radio town hall from the Ellingson booth at the Ag Show, which is also known as the warm-up for the K-Fire Agri International Show at the Bismarck Event Center. Just saw Charlie Jeske last night at the University of Mary. That wonderful little party for Gary Tharaldson. Good time. And Charlie tells me Sugarland is going to be something at the Bismarck Event Center. How about that? So it's good to see him. And, of course, that K-Fire Agri International will be there coming up in just a few short weeks. He'll be here before you know it. This hour, Congressman Kramer will take calls, questions, and comments by phone, text, email. I'll give you the numbers in just a minute. Grab a pen. But if you're with us at the, I think they call it the American Bank Center. It's the 4-H building, but it's the American Bank Center during the Ag Show. And we're right next to Big Bubba's Barbecue Sandwiches between Crop Production Services and AgriCoverall. Look for the Ellingson drainage signs and the broadcasting live What's On Your Mind signs, too, on all our fine stations, 550 K-Fire, KLTC, AM 1100 The Flag, and AM 1090 KTGO. And here's how you call Congressman Kramer, 800-228-0550, toll-free, 258-0550, local number, or email studio at whatsonyourmindradio.com. Todd's ready for his phone to blow up. That's what your wife told me anyway. I think she meant she wanted a lot of people to text you, or maybe she meant she wants to blow up your phone, is what she could have meant that.
She wants to take a hammer to my phone, is what she wants to do.
My wife sent me a text the other day and said it was one of those deals where the night just couldn't end, and she had gone to bed, and she said, just so you know, I'm going to throw your phone in the toilet. That was my signal. Like, come on, turn it off.
See, you did that with mine, but I got an OtterBox on it, so it'll still do fine.
I think it was FYI, I'm throwing your phone in the toilet. There was something real diplomatic like that. And whoever I was talking to, I said, well, I sounds like I better be done. Anyway, you can also text me at 367-2054. Okay, Congressman Kevin Kramer is here. The Talk Radio Town Hall is on. Happy Wednesday. Nice to have you back. Sir, glad to have you back on North Dakota soil. How's that feel?
Well, it feels a lot better for me than it does for you. I can guarantee you that. But I want to verify something while we're on the topic. It was me you were talking to when your wife sent you that text.
Oh, it was? Okay. So yeah. That, I didn't just make that up, in other words,
no,
right?
Well, you might have, but it was still me you were talking to. But I know your wife, and I know you, and I'm pretty sure you're not making it up.
I wasn't making it up. I thought, okay, that's a good signal to be done. Sometimes, more often than not, they're right.
Mm-hmm.
It's kind of a joke there, folks.
Good one.
Yeah. You can't call him right and then say it was a joke. Now you've got no credibility
I'm thinking,
at home.
You remind me a little bit of Chuck Schumer last weekend.
Yeah, exactly. You got the wall funding, you don't have the wall funding. Yeah, good point. We didn't wait too long to get your first question here today on What's On Your Mind. And before I have this individual ask the question, I want to do a little quiz for Kevin. Then you can ask your question, sir. Who would you say is one of, if not the best, linebacker in NDSU history?
Why are you asking me, Kramer? You're asking me these questions?
Yes.
In NDSU history?
Yeah.
That's a very dangerous question for a politician.
It is, because you have to think of who do I want to offend the least. I have to pick one. Yeah.
I'll
answer for you. It's Travis Beck, and his dad Gary is here. And yes.
Oh, cool.
A little question for you here.
If you would have told me that Gary's there, then I could have answered it much more politically.
Yeah, there you go. I should have texted you. Anyway, and Levi Otis is here from Ellingson as well, co-hosting with me today on the broadcast from the Ellingson booth at the KMOT Ag Show. So, in all seriousness, Gary, talk to Kevin about your concern.
Hi, Kevin. Yeah, this is Gary Beck, as he said, and I'm not sure if he was the best linebacker, but in my house, he is.
Yeah, for sure. I was going to say. I would have thought that, that makes somebody mad. But anyway, I'm going with you.
I was wondering, the House Bill number 1399 passed in the North Dakota legislature. How is that going to go forward, and what is the federal government, what's going to happen there? Is that just a shot over the bow, or are you going to look at it seriously, or how do you think that will affect?
So tell me what House Bill 1399 does, and then I can...
Well, it says in North Dakota that any perpetual easement that proposes to be 50 years old or perpetual will have to be renegotiated or become null and void, and that would make sense in our end of the world where we're our hands are tied with our farming practices because of these U.S. Fish and Wildlife easements.
Is that passed? Is that?
It has. Okay. So it's North Dakota law. Gary's right. It's North Dakota law that's an attempt to sort of trump, if you excuse the expression, federal law. And therein lies the problem. It is in direct conflict with federal law. That said, Gary, I was able to put that language in the Interior Appropriations Bill that passed the House. So I was able to get that language into the appropriation. But now, there's a very, very good chance that in a federal court they would say, well, while states have rights, we're talking about federal easements, and so it'd be complicated legally. But it's all moot because the Senate hasn't taken up a single appropriations bill, which has been evidenced here recently. So you asked the right question. Is this simply a shot across the bow? I think it's a very significant legal maneuver on the part of the state. The state of North Dakota is reflecting the reality on the ground here and the injustice of perpetual easements, even 100-year easements, which are basically perpetual. And it's a better recognition that there are changes in the landscape. There are changes in climate. There's the wetlands that delineate differently year after year, season after season, decade after decade. That technology changes, and you're sitting there with Levi Otis, of course, and drain tiling, which is something that is clearly understood by the North Dakota, at least the entire representation of the House of Representatives from North Dakota, and Western Minnesota with Colin Peterson. It's not very well understood by the vast majority of lawmakers in the country. So while I was able to get that easement language in, reflecting these realities of cultural changes, of geological changes, of hydrological changes, of technological changes, it's going to take a lot of work to implement law that reflects that. Now, I have talked to Secretary Zinke about this. I have talked to the Fish and Wildlife Administrator about this in Washington. We continue to try and change, at the very least, the culture of the Fish and Wildlife Service to the degree we can, the laws that govern them, and we'll just continue in that fight. But it's not just a shot across the bow. It's a very important tool because here's the issue, you guys. There's a larger issue here, and it's simply called federalism. It's called states' rights. It's called private property rights, which are fundamental to our American experiment that have been largely ignored, not just by Fish and Wildlife Service, but USDA in many cases, the entirety of BLM, the U.S. Army Corps of Engineers, the federal bureaucracy has been built to be against the private landowner. And here's the real irony, you guys. I know you didn't ask me for a soapbox speech, but the irony of all of this is that much of what they advocate for in regulation and law are actually contrary to what their stated goal of conservation is. There's no greater conservationist than the landowner. There's no better jurisdiction for conservation than the township board or the county commission or at the very least the state, which is what federalism is all about. It gives power to states.
So, I have more of a philosophical question. Mm-hmm. What would the founding fathers have thought of perpetual easements? I mean,
very little. Remember, private property is foundational to liberty. Hey, we just celebrated the rollout of the Gary Tharaldson book yesterday, Scott. You were there, I was there. It was an absolutely marvelous day. And what's Gary's whole economic sort of, early on his economic analysis of how one generates wealth and creates jobs? It's by owning property. And whether that property is used for farming or hotels or restaurants or housing, property is how wealth is created. We have taken nearly half of the property in the United States of America and turned it over to the ownership of the federal government. That is not a healthy economic model.
No, but at least we have more friends in Washington these days to maybe take some of these things on. Anything else you want to ask real quick, Gary?
Yes, thank you. Thank you, Kevin Kramer. And one other thing, you know, at the very least, I'd like to see the U.S. Fish and Wildlife come to their side of the agreement, which would at least, they would at least delineate where these acres are, so we don't have to fight with them every year and figure out that we're farming around way more wetland acres than we have been. And if they would just start deleting them, that would be the first step.
I also heard another crazy story a moment ago about a project that was all ready to go, permitted, ready to go, and Fish and Wildlife Service comes into the 11th hour. You know, and says there's the potential for that land to be wet, so you can't do the project. Hello, I mean, it's not even for water there. More coming up. Don't go away.
You talk, we listen. Call 800-228-0550 and tell us what's on your mind.
Central Steel Building and Construction in Carrington is your source for the outstanding Shivers Performance System. Shivers' revolutionary CompuDry Command Center is a fully automatic computerized control offering you precision, control, efficiency, and capacity, assuring your grain is dried to your exact specifications. Minimize your drying costs and maximize your profits. Let Shivers handle your grain. Check out your Shivers system today at grainstuff.com or call 701-652-2886. Central Steel Building and Construction, your source for Shivers Performance System.
Life is for living, and at First International Bank and Trust, we're all about living, helping your dreams come true, because we're not just in the banking business. We're in the first home business, the community sponsorship business, the how do I make this happen business, making your banking life easy so you can focus on what matters most. First International Bank and Trust. Live first.
Member FDIC. Equal housing lender.
Hi, this is Troy from CNC Farms of Donnybrook. We're your registered and certified seed dealer. At CNC Farms, we pride ourselves in providing top quality and wide variety of seed. We offer forage barley, oats, millet, 4010 forage peas, forage mexes, malt barley, flax, durum, chickpeas, green and yellow peas, spring wheat, winter wheat, alfalfa, pasture mexes, beans, and much more. Online at ccseedfarm.com. Your registered and certified seed dealer of Donnybrook. Call CNC Farms, 701-482-7865.
You know Pipers for Land Auctions. They're the best. Land management, real estate, land auctions, and now Pipers has taken their very successful land auction model and they have used it for machinery auctions. And farm machinery sales have doubled in the last year at Pipers. It's working. They're getting results for their customers. So call 877-700-4099 to book your machinery auction. Land auctions, land management, and more. Get your catalog too. 877-700-4099 or online at Pipers.com.
The answer to being in control of your own health care is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Health Institute has come to North Dakota. If you've got pain from osteoarthritis in the knee, pain in your lower back, neck, shoulders, hips, joint pain, stop and listen. There must attend stem cell therapy educational seminars. You'll find solutions for your pain and cutting-edge information that could really help change the way you live. I've had injections in each of my knees. Much better already. Seminars going on at Bismarck, Minot, and Dickinson, so you're not too far away. Get signed up at 1-888-973-1560. 888-973-1560. Go online to stemcelltherapyforpain.com. stemcelltherapyforpain.com. It's time to live without that chronic pain.
And P-Arts, my buddy from up at Bodno, the State Bank of Bodno, just texted a note saying, great show. Thank you, Pete. Appreciate that. A lot of our friends up in Bodno, the lieutenant governor was telling me about his trip up there recently and how much he enjoyed all the great things happening and the tourism excitement and so many things going on. And Pete wanted to weigh in on that debate, and he says Gary Beck's son, Travis, will go down as one of the best NDSU linebackers. So that debate continues. And speaking of Gary, he asked you a question, and then I chimed in with something that I said was U.S. Fish and Wildlife. It was actually NRCS that did that, that stopped the project because of the potential that it would impact some water. So I wanted to correct the record on that. And you wanted to, Congressman Kramer, respond to Gary's
question. Right? The illustration by that Dennis shared with you evidently earlier, while it's NRCS, is the same argument, and it illustrates what I said about whether it's USDA or Corps of Engineers or BLM. There are all these federal agencies whose job it is evidently to prevent development on private land, and in some cases, I think it's in fact, in many cases, I think the bureaucracy is filled with activists. And in the last decade or so, it's really been filled with very radical activists. But I think even bigger than that is that because there's so much regulation that's been developed over the years, and a lot of sue and settle, cases have resulted in permanent law without appropriate consideration of issues and evidence. What you have is a bureaucracy that, well, if they're not activists to the left, they're guarding against litigation all the time because liberals have created this system that invites their friends to sue them in the government, and then they settle, and then you have law created as a result of it. So a lot of times the bureaucracy is trying to protect itself against litigation, so they take the path of least resistance, and they do the most extreme CYA they can do, and you just have paralyzed development. And this is what Donald Trump is trying to stop. This is why Donald Trump wanted three regulations rolled back for every one new one, and of course in the first year he's rolled back 22 for every one new regulation. But we need a lot more help in the United States Congress to make a lot of that stuff permanent law. So there's that, but it's also a great illustration of just how convoluted the bureaucracy is. If you're not fighting one level, you're fighting another level, and this is why we need to restore states' rights. But this is also, Scott, why, again in the news this week, the Waters of the U.S. rule being rolled back is so important, and why the Supreme Court's decision, unanimous decision this week, to make sure that the jurisdiction, the courts of jurisdiction on Waters of the U.S. and Clean Water Act lawsuits are the local district courts, not appellate courts, not the Supreme Court, but local court, the local district court. That was a big victory for Wayne Stengel. And I have to give North Dakota's Attorney General a lot of credit because he is the prime litigator in all of this, and it's a real restoration back to the appropriate level. However, at the end of the day, we need to get rid of the Waters of the U.S. altogether because this definition of a Waters of the U.S. should not be as broad as the Obama administration tried to make it. And remember that if there's not a direct nexus to a navigable water, an interstate navigable water, it's not a Waters of the U.S. and shouldn't be subject to this type of federal
certification. I know there are a lot of acronyms in the federal government, but that CYA one, I don't know what he's talking about there. We'll have to get out a dictionary and figure that one. Did you, Gary, get the rest of your question answered there?
I want to make sure. Yes, you did. Thank you, Congressman Kramer.
Thank you, Gary.
And keep up the great work. We need less regulation out here and untie the future generations on these farms from these U.S. Fish and Wildlife easements that are holding us back so much. So thank you.
And just so everybody knows, this is a good time for me probably to mention this. I've been working very closely with Colin Peterson, who's a real champion for the very things we're talking about, the ranking Democrat on the House Agriculture Committee, Mike Conaway, the chairman of the House Agriculture Committee, and Frank Lucas, the former chairman of the House Agriculture Committee, and is now this chairman of the subcommittee that oversees conservation in the on the Agriculture Committee, and we've been working. I have about a 3 or 4 page list of swamp buster regulations and policies that I want to see implemented in the Farm Bill. I was able to get the Cramer amendment passed in the current Farm Bill that required, at least report language, a one-to-one mitigation of nuisance wetlands. And that has actually taken hold. The Senate tried to kill it, but we were able to prevail in the conference committee to keep the Cramer amendment language in there. Now we're going to get much more aggressive with some of this. And now that we have a majority in the Senate, you know, last time we had to deal with Debbie Stabenow.
I told the story earlier that I could tell the level of excitement you have about the possibilities here on fixing this related specifically to the swamp buster. So excited to watch this unfold. Our next guest, Levi, is?
We've got Congressman, we've got Dwight Wrangham, the executive director of North Dakota Landowners Association, and obviously you know that we've been working on quite a bit of stuff, so whatever he's going to ask you, I'm sure you're prepared.
I'm just going to have you
to the debate. Yeah. All right. Go ahead, Dwight. What's your question for Kevin?
Well, Kevin, first of all, thank you. Like everyone else has said, thank you so much for all the hard work you've done for the private property owners in North Dakota. And, I just really wonder what do you think the chances are that we're going to get some relief from these perpetual easements? As we well know, these are, they say death and taxes are for certain, and they're probably going to go on forever. But we know these perpetual easements go on forever. And, 100 years, 100 years is bad, but these are worse than that. These go on for generation, generation, generation. And what are the chances that we're going to get some relief from those?
Well, I always worry about the United States Senate, and I think we've seen a lot of evidence why, because it seems like, they have a lot of meetings, and they talk about things a lot, and they require darn near unanimous consent anymore to pass anything to change anything, to roll anything back. I think, but that said, we're going to stay in the fight. I do think there's so much common sense to it, and we need to continue to make the case that perpetual doesn't make sense when you have a changing geology all the time. Even if you wanted to, even never mind that it doesn't make any sense in terms of, generational ownership issues. But I think their best bet right now is to continue to push it legislatively, but to continue to work with Ryan Zinke and the folks in the Trump administration to try and get as much change as we can. I think, Dwight, while we're doing all of that, we also have to work very hard on transparency. Because in many respects, the Fish and Wildlife Service has been able to work outside of transparency, to the point where they carry guns to talk to a farmer about his, about wetland easements. And so while they get to intimidate, and they clearly do, and I've got, you have many stories. I've got a lot of them on video. I've shared them with the director of Fish and Wildlife Service.
Hang on if you would, Congressman Cramer. We'll more after the break. Live from Minot. Don't go away. We'll be back. Dwight, stay tuned.
Like us on Facebook. Follow us on Twitter. Find the easy links at whatsonyourmindradio.com.
Oil company foreman, listen up. I have an introduction for you that will save you time, money, and lots of hassle. Eric from Delta Constructors is here to give you his telephone number and bring you turnkey solutions beginning to end. Eric, what's that number?
406-250-8151. Or you can call us at our grassy deer office, 701-863-7156. One call does it all.
We're online at deltaconstructors.net. Deltaconstructors.net. One call does it all. The Delta.
Need an escape? No, not a vacation. An escape from your basement. Here at Precision Concrete Cutters, we specialize in egress window installation and replacement. So not only do we provide you an escape from your basement, we provide you with sunlight into that dark, dreary space to make you feel like you're on vacation. Okay, maybe not, but you will relax knowing you have a safe way out. For more information on egress windows, go to pccnd.com. That's pccnd.com.
Non-attorney paid spokesperson. Could your house go into foreclosure? Are you behind on your mortgage payments? Does it seem like the bank has no interest in helping you save your home, and you feel like you have nowhere to turn for help? Then we have good news for you. Foreclosure Protection Services can help save your home, as they specialize in foreclosure assistance. That's all they do. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, being threatened with foreclosure, have been denied a loan modification, or been the victim of a predatory loan, it's critical that you call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. Their network of attorneys and their agents are available to speak to you now. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, Foreclosure Protection Services can help stop the foreclosure process. Call today before it's too late. New laws are in effect that may save your home. Call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. 800-667-9035. That's 800-667-9035.
People search the internet for everything, including you. With a few clicks, information from your past can be quickly discovered, from business deals gone wrong to misleading reviews, negative articles, and unflattering images. Studies show 78% of people search for someone online before doing business with them. Will they find the real you? With ReputationDefender.com, you can establish a positive internet presence. ReputationDefender.com pioneered the field with over a decade of experience, serving thousands of successful individuals and businesses. We use patented, award-winning systems to boost positive content and suppress negative material. Don't let the internet define you. Take control of your reputation today with ReputationDefender.com. For your quick, free reputation analysis, call 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Thompson & Sons, one of our fine sponsors on What's On Your Mind. Appreciate the good work that they do at H.A. Thompson & Sons, which is, think about your bottom line. And they are now helping about 600 different companies. Think about that. Manage their bottom line through the management of their facilities. That's what they do. And they do it pretty much everywhere throughout the Northern Plains now. Commercial operations for over 100 years in Bismarck, but they're also in Fargo, Grand Forks, Winter, Newtown, and Minot. And they are doing the mechanical, heating, and cooling systems of more than 600 buildings throughout the Northern Plains. Really helps on that bottom line. HATandSons.com or call them at 223-3393. Back with Congressman Kevin Cramer and the Talk Radio Town Hall. Live from the State Fairgrounds today. The Big Ag Show is happening here. We're live and on location, and we're also going to be at the KFIRE Agri International Show as well. We're at the Ellickson booth today, talking with Congressman Cramer. Your questions and comments welcome for him at 800-228-0550. Got calls waiting, got some text coming in, and some questions here from our group as well. Dwight gave you, did you get enough of the answer from Dwight, or question rather, for to give us an answer, or do you need
one
more?
Well, you know, I feel a little inadequate just because he wants to know what's the likelihood of eliminating or perpetual easements. I'm going to stay in that fight, but in the short run, I think, like I said, we have to have a lot more transparency in how these things are, how these they're delineated. Also, the other issue is that to this delineation issue is that they grow and grow and grow. And it is so clear to me when I look at some of the very early easement language that these were not intended to grow the wetland or to, you know, the protected area into the farmer's productive land. That's very specific, if you ask me. Now, there's a lack of good mapping and illustration and all of those things based largely on technology at the time. But I don't think you default, if you're the federal government, I don't think you default to more imposition on the landowner. If anything, you default to, you know, to more benefit of the doubt for the landowner. And so there are things like that we have to, you know, that we ought to clamp down on, and there ought to be bipartisan support to clamp down on, even beyond stopping this perpetual easement craziness.
All right. Dwight, anything else?
Yes. You know, given that the perpetual easements are going to be difficult to get rid of, and we will continue the fight, they need to be changed. They must be changed at some time in the future, whether it's now or 10, 20, or 50 years from now. They'll need to be changed. There's no doubt about it. One reason is, and this is a question to you, Kevin, because it's a question I get asked from my members frequently, how are we supposed to deal with the continual changing of setback distances and regulations? And right along with that, on wetland determinations. It seems like every time we turn around, there's a new way to determine whether this piece of property ever was a wetland or may be a wetland in the future. Is there some way we can, you know, lock this in place and ensure that there's at least real good sound science to make any changes? It seems like they just change this stuff at will.
No, and Dwight's getting to the point that I'm not articulating as well as he does, of course, and that is that the one area that we ought to be able to get some success in and some broader support for is, it's known to us as common sense, and that is the ever-changing modeling, for example. You know, science is pretty clear now. With technology, we're able to, should be able to determine a setback, as an example. And the inconsistency of setbacks between the various bureaucracies that I talked about earlier is a problem. What we ought to be able to do is consolidate all of those rules and then lock them down. Because, you know, and Dwight and Levi can certainly get deeper into the weeds than I can on this, Scott, but when you start talking about a setback, you know, it's not as simple as saying, you know, 1 foot or 100 foot, you know, 100 feet or 10 feet. All of that, based on the modeling, also you start taking into consideration things like slope and then the spread of water and how all of this stuff has a dramatic effect that disadvantages the private landowner again. So we've got a lot of work to do to roll that stuff back, but little by little, and this is why incrementally is how we're going to be successful, Dwight. It's probably not going to be some dramatic change. Although I would say this, and Dwight's heard me say this, I think Levi has, certainly Dennis and others, I think what we ought to be looking for is some sort of an opportunity for a class action lawsuit or a precedent-setting lawsuit against the federal government. And here's why. It is impossible to read the evidence of the years, the history of this program, without concluding that coercion was used to get some of this land in the first place, to get these easements. Coercion by a federal government imposing itself and its views and its philosophy on private landowners. And coercion should not be allowed. It's certainly not by our federal government. So sometimes I wonder if there isn't that one, I don't want to call it a silver bullet, but that one case that can turn a lot of this around. But again, we have, you know, NRCS, we have BLM, we have Corps of Engineers, and not every state agrees, but we have to look out for our state. So we'll continue to work closely with the administration and all the branches of government.
It's almost like it's the FDR fireside chat going on here, you know, because we have a little speaker we can't have too loud so everybody can hear what's saying here in the group, and then Congressman Cramer, and everybody's huddled around the radio. Reminds me of that famous picture when he was giving that fireside chat. We all were like, what's FDR saying? That's the power of Congressman Cramer in the talk radio town hall today.
Make sure I get some pictures of that, okay?
I will.
Make sure you're taking
I will.
I want to see what's going on.
I will indeed. One more, Dwight, then we got to go to a call here. Go ahead.
Okay, yes. As you know, those who would like to see North Dakota turned into a total duck nest or other kind of habitat,
and
kind of eliminate the farming. I go too far when I say that, Representative Cramer.
Barely.
Those groups are, what I'm getting at is those groups are very, very well organized, and they put up a real fight for what they believe in. And we at land, we try to get together and organize and do the best we can, too. But probably the most important question I can ask you today here is, what can we here in North Dakota do to help you accomplish those things that you want to accomplish in Washington, D.C.?
Well, thank you for that question, because, Dwight, you're right. Activism is not natural to people who are making a living in the old-fashioned way, with private property, growing things, mining things, manufacturing things. Those are the people that are about their business every day, doing their jobs, creating an economy and providing charity and creating and jobs. Activists, on the other hand, that is their job in many cases, and what you're up against is exactly that. And so we don't organize as well as conservatives, because again, we're not organizers, we're producers, and that's what you're talking about. So my advice is continue doing exactly what you are doing today, what you've done in terms of providing information and advice and anecdotes and illustrations and evidence to my team. Continue to add your passion to that, and I'll do my part as an advocate advocate for all of that, but activism matters. This is a government built on activists, by activists, and then getting the government out of your hair shouldn't require activism, but at this point it seems to. So stay organized, stay focused, hold me accountable and hold others accountable as well, by the way.
Appreciate all the good questions.
Activists have gotten, they've infiltrated the government. That's the problem we have now.
They have. And like you say, many of them are suggesting the suing. That's how they've gotten what they've got before. So maybe fight fire with fire.
We're not litigators, right? Business people aren't litigators. They're usually defending themselves.
But we finally are getting, some of those, we look at the Clean Power Plan, with Minnesota pulling what they pulled on coal and being held up there. And you look at now the waters of the U.S., as you mentioned, and there's a few of them where, they've now been stopped short. So maybe it's time. I'd have a few tracks going. But this has been fascinating. And more questions are welcome. I just want to get to a couple of callers as well, and we'll come back with more folks here. If you're looking for us at the Egg Show, a couple of folks have said, I've been trying to find you. 4-H Building, also known during the Egg Show as the American Bank Center. We're right by Big Bubba's Barbecue, next to the guys from Crop Production Services here at the Ellingson booth. Dave Dickinson for Congressman Kramer. You're next on What's on Your Mind. Go ahead, sir.
Good morning, Congressman.
Good morning.
Yesterday, this memo got released that shows how Peter Strzok and the FBI boys were made up that Russia deal about Trump. And it also revealed that Peter Strzok had eliminated about 50,000 emails. And I thought that was illegal to be deleting emails anymore. But I'm curious of what's going to happen now. Are them swamp rats going to get the boot out of there? Are they going to be held for treason? Or what can be done?
Well, a couple of things. First of all, the memo has not been released, but a lot of information. What's been released are some of the information you're referencing, like the magical disappearance of several text messages that they can no longer find. Just remember that every time the bureaucracy or the administrative state, the deep state, has claimed that emails are missing, investigators have been able to find them. And so I wouldn't count out those text messages showing up. But it is, you don't have to be you don't have to be Sherlock Holmes to realize that they're lying. I mean, you don't just happen to miss, these missing text messages are going to condemn these people. I will tell you that the memo you're referencing, though, the four-page memo that was a summary by the Intelligence Committee staff to the Intelligence Committee regarding evidence and FISA and whatnot, and I got to be careful because it's at least for now it's still classified. I've read it, and it is going to be an interesting memo once it gets released to the public. I don't think there's much doubt it will be released to the public. It requires a simple majority vote of the Intelligence Committee. I expect that I wouldn't be surprised if we got it released as early as next Monday or Tuesday. But
there are a number of efforts underway with people calling their senators. We had emails about this yesterday saying release the memo because the Senate Intel Committee was sort of the holdup there. 202-224-3121 if you want to do that. Hold tight, Congressman Kramer. More of our conversation coming up live and direct. Thank you, Dave. Appreciate the call. Live from Minot today, brought to you in part by our friends at Pucklett, Chevrolet, Buick, GMC, where they say, you drive, we'll ride with you. 721 West Main in Valley City and online at Pucklage.com. Of course, North Dakota's home for Chevy. You got to know this story. Steve Ramsdahl from Pucklage drove a beautiful vehicle from Valley City all the way to Green Bay, Wisconsin, without stopping for gas. If you know Steve, you have to ask him about that story. And the vehicle was a 2013 beautiful crystal red Buick LaCrosse CXL. 45,000 miles is all. It looks like it's brand new. And what a story. Can you imagine? Valley City to Green Bay, didn't even stop for gas. I need that vehicle. Guess what? It's on the lot right now. It's $16,995. What a price. Today, and today only, you tell them, Scott told me about this car. I want it. We're going to shave some bucks off that, baby. It's going to be $15,960 for you. Hop online, check it out, PucklageValleyCity.com, and tell Steve you want to ride with him next time he goes to Green Bay, find out how he did it. More coming up from Minot after this.
You want to know what's on your mind? So call and tell us at 800-228-0550 or 701-258-0550.
Welcome to Soybean Minute, your source for timely soybean news.
The North Dakota Soybean Council will be seeking nominations for county and district representatives in Lemoore, Dickey, Cass, Stutzman, Benson, Bottineau, Burke, Divide, McHenry, Montreal, Pierce, Ramsey, Renville, Rowlett, Towner, Ward, and Williams counties in early 2018. If you are a soybean farmer and live in one of these counties, you will receive a nomination form in the mail in early January. If you have a passion for the soybean industry and want to be part of a progressive, strategic, and collaborative community board, consider nominating yourself or a fellow soybean producer in your county. Service on the council board will enable you to influence how your checkoff dollars are invested, shape the future of our commodity, and expand your network of key influencers in the soybean industry. For more information about the county and district nomination and election processes, log on to ndsoybean.org.
This message is brought to you by the North Dakota Soybean Council and the Soybean Checkoff.
Hi, I'm Carson Wentz. Are you ready to get in the game? Then join my team at Hot Spring Spas and Pool Tables too. They put me in the game with my custom Olhausen Bison pool table and shuffleboard table. So even when I'm not playing, I'm in the game with Hot Spring Spas and Pool Tables too. Tell them Carson Wentz sent you and get in the game.
You can have what Carson has, a Bison Olhausen pool table and a Hot Springs Grande hot tub. The best.
I love my Olhausen NDSU Bison pool and shuffleboard table. Do you want to make your game room a winner? Then get an Olhausen Made in America pool table or shuffleboard table from Hot Springs Spas and Pool Tables too.
Did we mention Carson Wentz is a customer at Hot Springs Spas and Pool Tables too? Why aren't you?
I look for the guys at Hot Springs Spas and Pool Tables too for the absolute best ownership experience. Look for the big yellow duck in front of Hot Springs Spas and Pool Tables too. You'll have every day made better with Hot Springs Spas and Pool Tables too. Look for Hot Springs Spas and Pool Tables too in West Fargo, Grand Forks, Bismarck, and Minot.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-959-5759. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-959-5759. That's 1-800-959-5759. 1-800-959-5759.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original, most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
The fine advertisers of What's On Your Mind who power what we do and allow us to have conversations like that. That includes our friend CJ from DAC Diesel. What's on your mind today, CJ?
Oh, well, it's a, you know, a nice, lovely Wednesday. We still got warm weather, so of course I'm in a great mood down here. But, yeah, just putting Cummins together right now, doing a major engine overhaul on it. It's basically doing a... I guess you could call it a full bulletproof kit. It's not a bulletproof kit like somebody sells it, but, you know, I'm doing an aftermarket head. It's fire ringed, balanced, rotating assembly, ceramic coated pistons, Let's see, what else am I doing on it? Yeah, it's getting a better turbo on it. It's getting better injectors in it. It's getting a better air filtration system. So basically everything across the board, anything that can be done to it to upgrade and make it dependable, is getting it. You know, and that's just one of the things we do down here. But, you know, if you got a problematic truck or a truck that you just want dependable for the long term, you know, these diesels, they cost so much money these days. It's one of these things you know, bring it to me, ask me what you need to do to make it last. You know, if you're looking at not buying the truck for the next 20 years, you need to take care of it, and we're one of the guys around to help you. So
simple as a call, 701-258-5011. I was listening to CJ thinking, I'm really glad I only have to talk into a microphone, Levi, right? Because that sounds like tough stuff, but you want the full package. The full package, so datdiesel.com or call them, 258-5011. Make that buck stretch a little bit longer. Thanks, CJ. Good to talk to you. Back with Congressman Kevin Cramer and the Talk Radio Town Hall from Minot today. Final segment here at the State Fairgrounds. Steve, traveling 994. Go ahead for Kevin.
Hey, Kevin. How are you today?
I'm well, Steve. Thank you.
Good. Why can't I apologize for my ignorance, and I think I know the answer, but I'll ask it anyway. Why can't the House just put a bill together that ends chain migration, ends the visa lottery, appropriates $20 billion to build the wall, and allows the Dreamers to stay for a path to citizenship in 20 years if they learn the language, take a civics test, and don't get in and don't have any criminal conviction? Have the whole doggone thing be like 18 pages, pass it, send it to the Senate, and just walk away and let Gramsci and those other idiots shut the government down if they want to and be done with it. Why can't that happen?
So you've almost identically described our bill. We, you know, the Goodlatte bill that I'm an original co-sponsor of, the DACA part's not quite as onerous as you lay out, although it's a little more onerous for anybody that has a legal problem that they've already created. By that I mean a criminal problem beyond being here illegally. On the DACA side, it's also, anyway, I won't go into all the details of the DACA part of it, but those other three pillars you talk of, you know, include funding for a wall. It also includes interior security, things like requiring E-Verify. It actually, it also limits the number of immigrants by about 20%, maybe even up to 25%, but increases the number for immigrants to come here with a skill set and an education that's demanded or required in the workforce. So they're actually, again, it gets more to the merit base. It does end chain migration. It does eliminate the diversity lottery system, and it funds and authorizes the wall. So it's basically what you've described. We will do that. I just asked Paul Ryan the other night after we passed the funding bill, how does he see this going forward? Because you've got these senators, you know, meeting together and planning and scheming and wringing their hands, and all that's all fine, well and good. But that's not what they're talking about. Is not the kind of bill that we want in the House. So what I think we're going to do is they'll pass their bill, we'll pass ours, and we'll try to iron out the differences. We could try to jam them, pass our bill, send it over there, and leave town, as you suggest. Maybe that becomes part of the strategy as well. But hopefully whatever we end up with looks more like our idea than theirs.
What's the possibility of that passing the House?
Our bill will pass the House. The Goodlatte bill, I have no doubt, will pass the House. Remember, we got Raul Labrador working on it. Raul himself is a first-generation American, for crying out loud. We've got Martha McSally, who represents Arizona, and she's running for the seat that Jeff Flake is leaving, and she's part of this. Now, you got Jeff Flake working with the likes of Lindsey Graham and liberals. His position is being run for by somebody who's got this bill that's far more conservative, what you're talking about, in Martha McSally.
Is it boats and cheap labor? Is that what senators want? How can anyone be dumb enough to think like Chuck Schumer? Why do they think that's a good idea? It drives me insane.
Only because there's some they view some political advantage in it somewhere. I don't know why it benefits Lindsey Graham. I think he still harbors ideas of being president of the United States. But I can tell you, with a bill like what he came to the president with, he couldn't get a Republican endorsement or nomination to be president in a million years. So I'm not really sure what he's thinking.
Appreciate the call, Steve. We got to run, and we didn't get to all the questions. A lot on e-logs, as there have been. A lot on a number of other issues. Folks fired up about the FISA memo, and, of course, a lot of folks here as well enjoyed the conversation and the fireside chat, we'll call it, right next to Big Bubba's Barbecue here. And a fireside chat, a little radio gathered around. Anything you want to say to Kevin before we let him go?
I'll wrap up by just telling the group there that I do have draft legislation. And just as recently as this morning, my team was working with the interior team, Ryan Zinke's shop, on the bill. We just want to make sure it's a bill that accomplishes what we want to accomplish and meets all the technical requirements.
Lots of nodding heads here. Glad to hear it. Anything real quick, Kevin?
Can we let him go, Levi? So we'll go over that next time.
Kevin, thank you so much for everything.
Thank you, Levi. My pleasure.
A farmer's friend, a rancher's friend, a landowner's friend, Congressman Kevin Cramer, thank you. We'll see you tomorrow, folks. God bless you.
Hi, it's Scott Hennon here with a very special invite for you to see the most beautiful spot in North Dakota. The Teddy Roosevelt National Park North Unit near Watford City, North Dakota. I tell you what, folks, this view is unlike any you've seen in our great state. I'm not kidding. It's one of the many reasons I love Watford City. There's so much to do, there's so much to see, and there's great places to stay. And we have a very special offer just for our What's on Your Mind listeners. Stay at the Roosevelt Inn and Suites, the Watford, the Little Missouri Inn and Suites, Teddy's Presidential Suites, or the Mainstay Suites for 10% off your best night stay. A great price. Just use the promo code BESTOFTHEWEST, and we'll give you a coupon buck for all kinds of things. Free ice cream, range balls at Fox Hills, and floral arrangements, and appetizers, and even a certificate for a great deal at a Japanese steakhouse and sushi bar, the Tokyo. You'll love it. That and more. So much to do, so much to see in Watford City, North Dakota. And the Best of the West deal. 10% off your stay, plus a great coupon book.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Hear that? That's the sound of a house being trashed while a gang of thieves ransack the place. And what they don't steal will be destroyed.
This year, resolve not to be the next victim of a break-in. Go to faketv.com and discover a device that creates the illusion someone inside is watching TV, even when you're miles away. Security is a mindset, and Fake TV should be part of your security solution. Be vigilant, but not fearful. faketv.com.
Fully cooked, ready to eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready to eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and serve. Life-saving, ready to eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
Hi, I'm Craig Sammet, Chief Clinical Officer from Anthem. Every new parent dreams of bringing their baby home for the first time. But some babies are born too sick or too soon to come home right away. That's why the Anthem Foundation supports the life-saving research and programs of the March of Dimes, the leading nonprofit organization for pregnancy and baby health. Help us give every baby a fighting chance so that more babies can come home healthy. Learn how at marchofdimes.org.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your 2-month supply, call now, toll free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.